All right, so here it is. This is this is the infamous I Forgot It at Home episode. And what I was going to do was go back into it and cut out, because this was Friday's episode.
Yes.
And I was going to cut out everything talking about how, you know,
what we did that day and why we were late.
No. I was going to cut out the stuff at the top where I'm like, I'm in Denver tonight and because it's for Friday.
Sure.
Last Friday now. But I just decided, I think we'll just leave it as is and just tell you this was done in a furious rush. Mm. We had, we'll let the episode play so you can hear everything that went on.
Yeah.
But basically, we were really, really rushed. And then in being so rushed, as soon as we were done recording this episode, we were grabbing our stuff to make sure we had everything to go to the airport. Yeah. And then in the car about 10 minutes later, I
just
go...
Just far enough to not be able to turn around.
Just far enough to not be... I go, oh, I forgot it.
And, which is weird because I was in the shower taking my quick 2-minute shower. And I thought to myself, oh, I should really remind him. Be like, did you pick up? Did you make sure to put it on the thumb drive?
And I didn't even actually have enough done to it to like... It would have been different if I had left it prepped and maybe we could have accessed it remotely, but it wasn't even whatever.
Listen, it is what it is. It happened. I think the mommies forgive you.
They were a lot. I got a lot of accusations of low jeans and loose jeans and jeans around my ankles and that I don't get to wear denim anymore. Like a lot of stuff was.
Well, you have to understand that it's because they're passionate and. You know, we pride ourselves on our jeans being the highest, on being the tightest. And listen, we messed up.
Yeah.
We messed up. But just know that our intentions were pure. Our denim was as high as it could be that day. And you know, unfortunately, it wasn't high enough.
Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah.
We really tried, you know.
And that's, by the way, that's why the episode is a little short. It's a few minutes short.
Because I had to shower. I literally
you had to shower, but you had to shower because we had to get in a car and go to the airport to catch a flight, which was really fucking fun. The whole flying experience.
Well, we'll talk
US
about
Air.
That on the next one. US Air is going to get a glowing review.
Motherfucker.
We'll talk about that on the next episode. Well, anyways, enjoy this really hurried. Very special secret episode. A lot happened that day, and it was our priority to sit down and talk to you guys about it.
Here is episode 252, I believe, of Your Mom's House, the Forgotten episode. And here we go. Here we go. Now, this was a crazy morning. I'm super stressed out.
I'm so stressed. But jeans, we're going to tell you all about our crazy day, but we had to get this episode done before we get on a plane in 1 hour. That's how much we love you guys.
It's Friday. I'm in Denver. Comedy Works downtown. Two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow. That's it for Denver. Please come out. It really is one of the best clubs in the world. And then I go to Hong Kong, Singapore, and Macau, China. A big show for us is September 18th at the Fort Lauderdale Improv in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Hard Rock Seaman Hall Casino, the Improv there. That's Tina and I's only show in South Florida for the whole year. So please come if you're in the West Palm area, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, anywhere around there. The following 2 weeks later, I'm in Orlando at the Improv. So... please come and check out the Orlando shows. And I've added a bunch of dates. Minneapolis, Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, New Orleans, and Oklahoma City. All available at TomSegura.com. And we have some live podcasts that we're additionally doing, too.
Huge. Guys, the podcast kicks off on October 9th. We're starting in Manfred Disco, California at Cobb's Comedy Club. Get your tickets now on YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Get them now, because they will sell out. Also moving on, November 6th, we are at the Highline in Seattle, Washington. Also very busy mommy traffic. Get your tickets. November 7th, Portland at the Analog Cafe. November 8th, Chicago, Illinois at the Empty Bottle. All at YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Also check out our website. I put up the clips of Cubs Are Fucking Bald is up.
Fucking bald and shit,
the
man.
Fisherman guy with his silly hooks.
Woo! my hook sets are the shit. Yeah.
And everything else. Also, if you do your shopping on Mamazon.com, which, look, if you're in part of 2014, you do that, bros. Who goes to the store? Just wait a few days. It'll be at your house. Use our banner. Pretty, pretty please. Go to your mom's house podcast.com. On the homepage, there is an Amazon banner. Click on it, and you do all your shopping like you normally would. There's no rub. I just give some money to your moms.
Your mom needs money. Your mom has to pay for things.
Mom has to pay for microphones and dog food. I got all the dog food from Mamazon. I got a yoga mat just recently. I bought like a little $7 necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I got all kinds of shit.
You got all kinds of shit. Listen to you. Look at me, mommy. I got all kinds of shit.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right. You ready to do this?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get into this.
Let's get into this today.
Let's get into this right now.
Today hasn't even started.
Get the word out. Where's my first classes? Raise your hands. Okay. Get the fucking word out. The next time I hear somebody jacking off in somebody's towel, because it's happening. It's happening a lot. And I'm fucking fed up with it. And I will go fucking high and right on this shit. We're about to have 2 fucking watchstanders 24 hours a day in every fucking aisle wearing little fucking guard belts and your flashlight to make sure that somebody's not jacking off in somebody else's towel. Got it?
Yes, Master Chief.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Hit that drum hard.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What a day.
What the fuck?
I'll admit, I didn't want to do this. I was very stressed out. I said, let's just not do an episode. But
this morning has been hellacious. So here's our plan, guys. So we pre-record these, obviously. We're planning on both going to Denver.
Just so people know, 2 episodes a week is a lot. Okay.
For us. You know, just
for us. Yeah.
Here.
I mean, like. But I think a lot of episodes do 1 a week. That's kind of the standard.
Well, those podcasters slackers, they don't give a shit about their
listeners. I'm just saying that we go fucking above and beyond.
Yeah.
2 episodes a week is something that we don't fuck around. Like, we've only missed it once or twice. Yeah. And we're getting on a plane here. We're going to leave here in less than an hour now. And
I haven't showered yet. No. I just packed in a hurry.
The whole plan was that we were fine. We were getting up around 9 and that we had basically about 4 or 5 hours to do an episode, which is fine. We can pack, we can do our episode, and then everything's fine.
Have a leisurely breakfast, maybe make sweet love.
But we got a little wake-up call this morning.
Yeah, so I'm laying on the bed, and Fief, who sleeps on the bed with us, every morning we wake up together, I pet his little head, and we have a nice family cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed he wasn't really interested in being pet, which is not like him. So he crouches to the end of the bed and starts shaking. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to barf. So I put him down on the ground. And, of course, he goes for Tom's shoes. He pukes all over your shoes. And I see that there's something in it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, this could be dust. Because it's literally in the corner, too, where there's a bunch of dust. And I pick it up and I just don't think about it. So he's normal. Like, he goes outside. He takes a huge piss. He's up on the couch with me. Like, I'm surfing. I'm looking for clips for the show. Like, we're pulling clips. We're going on with our day. We're getting ready to do the podcast. And then Theo pukes again. And this time, Tom's like, what is that? And what do you pull out of it?
Well, I pick it up with a paper towel and then I rinse it off in the sink. And it's mashed up aluminum foil from a Laughing Cow cheese wrap. So, like, they sell these little triangles of cheese.
You buy the whole circle of it.
Right, yeah. But they come out in little triangles and you unwrap it right. In foil and there's cheese in there. So he obviously got his mouth on an empty one.
Because he likes to lick whatever's remaining.
Right, so he just ate the fucking aluminum foil. Well, he actually seemed okay after that.
Like, yeah, he's fine.
But then you're like, well, what should we do? Like, we're supposed to leave. I mean, how do we do this? So then we're like, oh, we should call his vet. We called the vet that we go to that's actually not that close. I mean, it's not far, but
20 minutes.
20 minutes away.
Because it's a better one than the one close to us.
Right. So we call them and they're like, yeah, you could bring them in.
Bring them in sooner than later, like that urgency right. thing. And I'm like, oh, shit.
So we bring them in and they're like, yeah, I mean, we can't see him now. But, like, just drop them off and then later. And we're like, oh, we don't have time to do that. So they're like, oh, then, yeah, no, don't
do that.
Well,
to be specific, the guy behind the counter, we're like, we have to get on a plane at, like, 2 o'clock. Is there anything? No. Yeah. I mean.
It was that kind of cool response.
Yeah, like, can you call over to the other place that's closer to us?
But, like, I have plane tickets and I have a hotel and, like, you know, like, is this going to be able to be resolved? Nah.
Just in total lackadaisical sort of. Yeah, half asleep, to just not caring. Like, my dog just barfed tinfoil.
Yeah, like,
it's not good.
I want to know, like, if what's going to happen. Yeah, no. You can leave him here and then maybe later.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Especially if a dog did eat something that could possibly obstruct its stomach or bowels. And as volatile as tinfoil, you'd think it's kind of a priority. Mm-mm. That animal could die. Like, okay, whatever. So... Mm-mm. We race back. We took, but then we call another vet, the original vet that we took Theo to when we first got him when he was on death's door. This woman's amazing. But she also costs a fortune, which is why we don't go to her all the time.
Yeah, it's not our regular.
They're the kind of vet's office where, like, immediately after the checkup, someone comes in with the credit card machine and they're like, can we have payment now? Now? And you're like, yeah, all right. But she's so worth it. So we zoom back to this lady's office, and at this time it's like 11:30-ish.
Yeah, and at this point, basically, the thing that we don't know is whether, like, I have to go.
Right. You're working. I'm working. Just keeping you company.
So at this point we go, I should go back and pack, because I haven't packed yet for this trip. And worst case scenario is that you're going to stay behind. And
take care of him.
Yeah, of course. And then we'll cancel your flight. So anyways, I drop you off, I run home, and then what does the vet tell you?
So then I'm waiting in the vet's office, and, like, you know how there's, like, we're pretty diligent pet parents. I would say that some people wouldn't drop everything and take their dog to the vet if a dog puked tinfoil. Like, people like my father,
like your dad,
would be like, oh, big fucking deal. Dog pukes all the time. Dog stomach is strong. Who cares? Dog is fine. Ah, come on. It's fine. So, like, I have that voice in the back of my head. But anyway, I'm sitting in the vet's like a total nervous dog.
But your
mom.
Dad would say that maybe if there was an open wound.
Yeah.
Also.
No, the dog could be bleed. Like, oh, it's fine. Dog's fine. Come on. It's a fucking dog. Dog is fine. Don't worry about it. Like, this doesn't even care. So I'm sitting in the vet and there's this lunatic guy.
I didn't know this.
So he comes in and he's got blue blockers on. Like, he's one of those, like, neighborhoody types. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, distended belly, yeah. Weird shorts, blue block. Yeah, there we go. Blue blockers. And, like, his weird female friend who's also wearing blue blockers in the office. And he's like, yeah, I she's got the stones. We're going to do the biopsy. I'm referring to his morbidly obese tiny dog. Like, his dog should weigh about 12 pounds. It's bloated to, I would say, double that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way your guy's Rocket dog was. Mm-hmm. Like, Rocket was like morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And you're like, you tell it you don't really give a fuck about this. Like, if you cared about your dog, you wouldn't let it get to be, it's so angry. Anyway, he's like hemming and hawing about this dog's biopsy and the stones, and it's going to cost $1,500. I can't spend more than $1,500. And so I'm in room two, right? Mm-hmm. There's two dog rooms. I'm in room two and there's room one. Our doctor or vet is in room one helping another client. I'm next in line and I have an hour to get out of here, to get home, to pack, to do the podcast and to get out the door. So I'm fucking like, all right, I'm next, right? Like I got a plane. I'm next, right? And I fucking hear this asshole in the waiting room being like, oh, doctor, can I talk to you? He's got the kidney stones and the thing, and like asking her 20 questions. And I poke my head out and I'm like, I gotta go. Hello. Like, I'm like, TikTok. Okay. I need this to happen now. I basically break up their conversation. I'm like, my dog ate tinfoil. Damn it. Like, I need an answer now. And I do. Yes, because I'm next. Why is this asshole monopolizing my veterinarian's time? And he's clearly mentally ill. You know what I mean? He's not a normal person. He's going to sit there all day and yammer. So she comes into my room and she feels him. And I'm like, I think he got it all out, because I know how big those wrappers are. Yeah, and we did the math. Yeah. It's all out of him. And she examined him and he looks fine. He feels fine. He's acting fine. He just ate and he hasn't vomited. He's fine. So we have the clean bill of health for Theo Huxtable. We're leaving him with this very capable, professional dog sitter.
Peter
not
Kane
a friend.
Approved.
Yeah, not a friend. Why?
Peter, because friends are the worst.
No, this guy that we leave Theo with is
friends
like
are the fucking worst.
So professional. And yeah, he's got orders to take him to the ER immediately if anything.
Yeah, well, he doesn't think anything's going to happen.
But he looks great. Yeah. Theo's doing great. But what a morning. And now I came home. I just packed in like 10 minutes. I'm sure I didn't pack enough underwear.
Yeah.
And now we're doing the show.
What a fucking morning.
And I haven't showered. I barely brushed my teeth. And then I have to get on a plane with you. I'm just glad he's okay. I mean, I don't like to see my dog barf tinfoil. It's the most horrifying thing.
When that guy was monopolizing the best time, were you like,
I'll let everybody in here know that this man is rude, and I'll be a jerk about it too.
Yeah, basically. What was I going to tell you? Yeah, basically. I'm like, you know what? This is my child you're fucking with, okay? This is my son.
Of course.
Son needs medical attention, motherfucker. Don't you dare fuck with me.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're good. We're good to go. And I was like, it's okay if I leave him with a professional. I feel like a terrible dog mom. She's like, it's totally fine. You're fine. Yeah. Like, all right, good.
It's fine, James.
I got her approval, so I don't feel like a terrible dog parent.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, but Theo's...
Dogs puke.
Yeah, he looks fine. And, you know, he lit up a cool, like, right after he vomited. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
Yeah.
The doctor did say that he should slow down on the menthols.
On smoking. It's bad for his little lungs. He shouldn't be smoking.
He shouldn't. And the Henny, he should be cutting back on Henny. She's like, dogs don't drink Hennessy. They drink beer mostly. If you could switch him to beer or wine.
I've offered him beer 100 times, and he always says that's some lame poodle shit. Every time I put it in his bucket, he says,
yeah,
that's lame poodle shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
He says, give me the real shit. And so I pull out the Hennessy, and he drinks a fucking pint in like 30 seconds. It's crazy.
Yeah, he thinks it's for bougie-ass dogs, to quote Theo.
Jesus, man.
You know, when we took him to this bougie doctor, this is why we don't go to her all the time. She's real fucking bougie.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, he flips some attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a little bit like, oh, yo, white motherfuckers. And I'm like, don't call them white motherfuckers. They're trying to help
us. Trying to help you. I know. You got with him, it's like, it's always something, you know? Like, he really does have disdain for the bouginess. Yeah.
Well, just for white people, and I don't blame him. No, I don't really like white people all the time either. A little ridiculous.
Yeah. So any hoodles.
That's it. That's our day. And we're gonna move forward. We're gonna go to Denver. Everything's gonna be great.
You gonna come chill Denver with me?
I'm excited to do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because like I'm writing stuff right now. I can write stuff in your hotel, in the hotel room. I can do the things I have
sure
to do.
Sure you can. You can write. I swung on the swing set today, and then... Mm-hmm. I made a sandcastle. You could write that anywhere.
I made a sandcastle.
Yeah.
Is that what you think I write?
I don't know. You know, green is my favorite color. We can write that anywhere.
Green is my favorite color. You know what I'm worried about? I didn't shit.
Oh, you're going to have to shit today.
I drank that coffee. I got all cranked up. I was pulling clips. And then we took Theo to the vet and I haven't shit yet.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
What's up with this jacking off Navy clip?
This was sent to us by a gentleman. It's just like the audio file. It's like a legitimate Navy chastising.
Of somebody in this brigade or whatever they call it,
yeah,
is jacking off
this troop
in people's towels.
Hey, get the word out. Where's my first classes? Raise your hands. Okay.
Now this is going to... We played the this is the full clip now.
Fucking word out. The next time I hear somebody jacking off in somebody's towel, because it's happening. It's happening a lot. And I'm fucking fed up with it. And I will go fucking high and right on this shit.
I like high and right. High and right is like, it feels like a version of like...
Tighten up, world.
Tighten up, world. High and right. Yeah.
I like it too.
We're about to have two fucking watchstanders 24 hours a day in every fucking aisle wearing little fucking guard belts and your flashlight to make sure that somebody's not jacking off in somebody else's towel. Got it?
Yes, Master Chief.
I will fucking do that. That'll be effective today. The next time somebody jacks off in somebody else's towel, yeah, that fucking is pretty disgusting. I've been in the Navy 20 fucking years. I never imagined this shit.
The jacker's in that room right now, too.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is the jacker knows. He's feeling the sweat right now on his back. Like, shit.
Amazing. I know it's only one of you, okay? I know it's only one of you. I know fucking out of the 70 fucking six people that live, how many people are in this room? 80 people. Out of 80 people, 79 of you, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But you need to know about it, because it's going to affect you. Because somebody in this birthing is jacking off in somebody's towel.
Somebody in this what? Brother?
Brigade? Berdoon?
He said somebody in this brother.
You probably ask yourself, how do you know if someone did their towel and jacked off in? I have a fucking towel. Unless an elephant sneezes in the fuckers, it's tough.
Unless an elephant sneezes in the fucker, it's come. You think the jacker's the one recording? Like, he's like, oh, this speech is awesome.
Maybe. I mean, somebody likes the thrill of jerking into someone else's stuff.
And getting chastised.
Apparently.
Right? Yeah, like the I think being chastised is the whole thrill.
It's the fun part.
You like to be told that you shouldn't be doing what you did.
Yeah.
That's the whole thrill. It's like wasn't the thing about the guy, remember the whole thing about the guy jerking off in public? Isn't that like a public thing?
The thrill is to horrify whoever catches him. So if you see a public jerker, don't go, oh my God, like don't freak out. Just start laughing. Laughing point. Laugh to, if they want you to be horrified.
Yeah. So this would fall into that 100%.
For sure.
Yeah.
He wants to jerk off in
right
this.
Right now he's got a hard on listening to this speech.
Hey there, my used panty slave. You just love my pussy and ass smell.
Oh my God.
Oof. And flavors, don't you? When you get these bathing suit bottoms, I know what you're going to do with them. Oh. You will deeply inhale my fragrance as you stroke your puny fucking cock.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Can I tell you that here's my other theory on this clip. It may not be a perversion. It might just be that this guy was lazy and reached for some other guy's towel.
But if it's happened more than once, it's not.
It's a reoccurring incident.
It sounds like there's a guy jerking off in towels. Like, it's not like, hey, this one thing happened. That's what it feels like to me.
It's fucking disgusting. So that's what I want to do. Because I owe you guys a fucking environment that you don't have to worry about some fucking dumbass going over there jacking off in your shit. I'll fucking post a fucking watch with a flashlight and a watch belt, and we'll have a, in the first class will come in a watch belt for that.
You know what they should hire to do that?
The dick detectives?
Yeah, or just like a cop.
Cops are all bald and shit.
You know?
Yeah, but they're bald, babe. They can't.
They're fucking bald and shit.
They can't.
So the next time it fucking happens, that's what's happening. Just let you know. So you guys need to do a little heart-to-heart down here and figure out what the fuck is going on. Lost my goddamn mind. And I've at least four times, guys. At least four
times.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, four times.
Yeah.
Four times. What a terrible problem to have in a job, huh?
Yeah.
Some guy's jacking in your shit.
That's horrible. Well, there's been news stories about what's way worse.
Way worse.
Is the guy, way worse is a guy who was jerking off in like people's yogurt at work.
Yes, I remember this.
Remember when they ate their yogurt and they're like, oh, this tastes like cum. And the guy was like, yeah, it's my cum.
Wait, but yogurt cum sealed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he would unpeel it and then, you know,
so
seal it back.
Gross.
Drop his load in your yogurt.
Seal it with cum.
Oh. You eat his load.
Can I tell you that as someone that's worked in the food industry, like, it's actually fairly hard to fuck with people's food in restaurants, like, especially if it's really busy. There's just so many people around you in the kitchen, at least in restaurants I've worked at, but there is that fear, like, how many people are jerking off into my food?
Someone's done it to you, which is horrible. Yeah. It's horrible to think about, but everything has been done. Everything's been done to you.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the worst thing in the world to imagine, but it's true. It's true.
We can fight club, he peed in the soup.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty foul.
I also didn't mention that I forgot the other episode that in Philly this weekend, somebody gave me a Big Daddy Kane t-shirt. I want to say thank you. It's genius. It's Big Daddy Kane saying,
sup, Tom.
Sup, Tom. To me.
That's rad.
It's so cool. I actually really want to do shirts like that now.
I know.
Where it's like me
sup
on
Kane,
one side.
Sup, Tom.
Yeah. Sup, Kane. Sup, Tom.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might have licensing issues with his image and likeness.
We should send him a message, though, right? I sent him the one that they sent me, that they gave me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he loved
cool.
it.
Was he like, let's hang out again. I'll rape your sister.
What the fuck?
What?
Jesus, don't say
oh,
that.
Oh, that's Mike Tyson. That's your other celebrity friends. You still think that's a funny, funny joke, Tom?
I think it's a funny joke. Yeah, of course. Hmm. But it's not, you know, they didn't say it. I said it.
Yeah.
I said it, that it'd be fun. It'd be amusing if that happened. If my Mike Tyson.
But which sister?
Sex. Jane.
Yeah, not Maria. No. She's too valuable to the show.
Jane would, she would totally have sex with him.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yes, I think you would, Jane.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Oh my God. Can I tell you what I did? Well, what? You know what I did. They don't know what I did. Remember we went to the mall 2 days ago?
Meet me at the mall.
It's going down. We were at the mall and to buy you some new dick shorts for your fucking...
Hold on one second. I got a fucking repeat call right now from Charo. Let me pause this.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was my mommy.
Your mommy jeans called you, Charo.
Yeah, she never calls twice. That's why I took it. And of course, it wasn't serious.
Was it an emergency? Like...
No. But what were we just talking about, though?
I have no... Oh, so we were at the mall.
Oh, at going down.
To get you some new bathing suit shorts for the cruise we're going on.
That's
dick shorts. Because the last two swimsuits you've had have been disasters. The first swimsuit being not a swimsuit, but athletic shorts.
Right.
That just hug your nuts and junk.
And the other one was completely 100% see-through.
In Dominican Republic.
Yes. Like, you could see hair, you could see veins. Yeah.
That was the fucking craziest one, bro. I could see
you could be like, oh, did your dick just twitch? I think I just saw it.
Because your dick was fucking bald and shit.
Fucking bald ass. Fucking dick. Did you shave your dick and shit, man?
The cops are all bald and shit. They're all fucking bald and shit. Fucking cops are fucking bald.
Almost fucking faded. So we're going to the mall. And I go to H&M. Here's where I shop when I do shop. I don't like to fucking spend money on clothes, okay? This is America. This is what I learned from my immigrant family. There's things in America that are cheap. Then you spend your money on housing, right? Your home and your car. Everything else is cheap. Food's cheap in America. Clothing is cheap in America. I shop at H&M, Forever 21. The Gap on sale only, and Old Navy on
there,
sale.
By the way, The Gap always advertises something that's at least 40% off.
Yeah.
All their signs are always like, shit is 40 to 70% off year round. It's like, there's never a time when they're not advertising a massive sale.
Oh, I love it. And I usually don't go into a mall ever. I have it sent to the house because I hate shopping. Point of the story is I was on my way to H&M and I passed by the candy shop and I haven't done this in a long time, but I broke down. What?
Charo.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Motherfucker. Hold on.
My shirt smells like barf.
It's yeah,
like
I got
1:30-ish.
We're recording right now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Because I haven't showered my...
Yeah, yeah, man.
Okay, so I'm at the candy store, which I haven't done since I was, a teenager, because teeth are too expensive to fuck with candy.
Yeah.
I broke down, and I bought an entire pound of sour belts, assorted belts and straws, because those are my absolute...
I saw you with them.
Oh, my God. I ate like a frantic animal... My tongue was numb. I kept going, and I went to meet you in the men's department of Macy's.
Yeah,
I was ganked out of my mind on sugar, and guess who else was ganked out of their mind?
Who?
Your sales representative.
You said you thought he was fucking crazy.
He
huh?
was tweaking,
and he
tweaking.
What did he not have?
He had no eyebrows.
That's a good sign, usually, right?
That's a sign of a tweaker. Yeah, the thinner
he ganked
the eyebrows.
The other guy's sale. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's that other dude.
Here's what I got to tell you. I have empathy for people in different jobs. And
yes.
I get it. But one thing that I have, it's like a instinctive reaction is I respond poorly to any aggressive sales type.
Source.
The desperation of it. Like, here's what I'm saying. You walk into a clothing store and I get it. At first, someone's like, is there something you're looking for? Something I can help you find? And I go, no. Or yes. But in this case, I go, no, I'm just looking. Okay, let me know if you need any help. Okay, thanks. Like, that is cool. And then it's like, leave me alone. So you're walking there. Four different people do it.
I know.
Then the guy goes, he sees me holding. I hate when you're holding one shirt. And he goes, you want me to put that down for you? Want me to start a room for you?
Right,
or
right.
I could put it here at the counter. And I go, no, I'm fine because I'm holding it.
Yeah, I got it. That's what God gave me these two hands for.
And I'm not holding 20 of them. I'm holding a shirt. And he's like, do you want me to... And then you start to feel that like he's just desperate for the sale.
They force them to. They teach them like that.
I know, it's so like it's just unnerving to me. And so I'm like, no. Then I start to become more defensive with it. Like, I don't want you fucking bother me. And I walk back to the fitting room. Is that open back? Let me get a key for you. I go, it's open. And he comes back. Oh, it's open. I go, yeah, that's what I just said, it's open.
Okay. Is this the first guy or the second guy?
The first guy.
Yeah.
And then like, everything all right in there? I'm like,
Jesus Christ.
No, fine. Yeah. Everything fit? I go, no, this one doesn't fit. Do you have anything bigger? Let me go check for you. And he comes back. No, we don't have anything bigger. I'm like, well, then I'm not getting that one, I guess. And then, you know, I walk out. Okay, and then the other guy.
Tweaker
came and was like, I forgot why he got involved. I think because.
He's motivated.
No, he saw me looking for a. That's right. I went back out there to look for a different shirt.
We were trying to find a different color in that
that's
one
right.
that you liked.
And then he was like.
Yeah.
And he's like, give me these four shirts and I'll go find all the sizes you want. And then he came over and was like, basically told the dude to take a hike is what
yeah.
it felt like. He was like, let me give you some advice. When a customer's looking for a shirt. And then just stole his shit.
Well, yeah. And also he kept fidgeting and like fumbling to find objects everywhere under the desk and stuff. And then I wanted you get those pants tailored. And then I'll call the tailor right now. Yeah. And then he came back and he's like, what's his name? I'm like, it's Tom. What's his phone number?
Yeah, he goes, I took the initiative. I hope you didn't mind. I got all your permission from your wife. And I was like, that's fine.
You know, those poor salespeople, though, I know that they grill them hard to do that. That's the company telling them to ask the customer. I remember when I worked in retail, I worked at the Broadway in high school. It doesn't exist anymore. Now it's more Macy's, right? Right?
Yeah.
They say you have to greet the customer within 30 seconds of the customer being there. You have to say, hi, like, may I help you? My name is blah, blah, blah. If you should need any help, may I start a fitting room for you? It's the worst, man.
I remember like 5 or 6 years ago when I was going to lease a car. And What's lease a car? What does that mean?
Oh, lease a car. I thought it was an acting studio. Mm. Oh, to lease a car.
Yeah.
Wow.
To lease a car.
You bunch those words together. You're not a professional broadcaster. You
okay.
Know?
And.
Like Chuck Woolery.
Please. You fucking out of your mind.
You better get your life.
So I'm going, and I love cars. So to me, the thrill was actually to find lease deals on 20 cars and compare them. So I was going to every place. I remember that when I would tell them that I'm just shopping, like how different people, I would be like, I'm not leasing a car today.
Yeah.
I'm shopping. And some guys were so aggressive and so like, what about if right now, if I can get you this, will you walk out the door with that car? And I was like, no, I won't. I'm not leaving here with a car. But, and I'm like, dude, I'm shopping today only. You know who was the coolest about it? A Mercedes dealership.
Mm.
Not that I could have even released, but I went in there anyways because I just love cars. And I go, hey, I'm just looking. I want to know. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then he looked, showed me the car. He was like, yeah, these are kind of the numbers. And then he gave me his card and he was like, yeah, when you're ready to do anything, you know, just give me a call. And I was like, you know, if I could come back here, this is where I would come.
Yeah, because the hard sell, it's repellent.
Oh, my God.
And I feel so poorly. I feel so bad for salespeople because I know how they make you do that crap.
I know.
The least favorite when I... Oh, my God. When I was a waitress at a French restaurant and
You just suck all those dicks in the back.
I sucked so many dicks on that job. Oh, man. Marianne, that's audio of me.
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember they made us do this thing where you go to the table... And then when they ask for water, the upsell on water.
Yeah.
Would you like bottled or still? Or bottled or tap water?
Yeah.
I just, and like 9 times out of 10, the people looked at me like, bitch, are you out of your fucking mind?
Well, the guy, by the way, looked at us like that when we went to that restaurant the other day.
Come on now.
The first thing he said, he goes, okay, some water, flat, sparkling, or tap water.
Yeah.
And we go, I don't care.
Just LA's finest.
Yeah, and he goes, tap water then. That's what he said. He said it like, you're sure you want that.
Right, like you hillbillies.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to, you know, cut your jean shorts? You want me to...
So it's going
to
be tap water then?
Cut that
tire. He said it like
yeah.
He repeated it.
I know.
To like,
know.
You know, humiliate us.
Well, because it's those upsells that make your tip better. It's always alcohol upsells. And whenever, I remember as a waitress, whenever somebody asks the damn waitress what the best thing on the menu is, I know that bitch is just saying the most expensive dish. Because you know what? That's what I fucking did when I was a waitress.
Yeah.
So I never believed them. I always would recommend people be like, what's the best thing? I'm like, oh, fucking duck. That's delicious. A duck is $40.
Would you go fucking duck, man? Fucking ducks are fucking bald and shit.
Cops are all bald and shit.
Fucking bald and shit. I would tell people straight up too. I'd be like, that fucking sucks. Don't order that.
Really?
Don't order that. For sure. Because you know they're just going to send it back, dude. Then, you know, then you look like a jack-off because you didn't tell them it sucked.
Like a fucking jack-off and like shit.
Fucking jack-off, Holmes.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position, and what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee, and just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Babe, hold on. I have to. It's on the edge. Oh, you have it. Okay.
All right. We got a dental update. First of all, I got to tell you, I need to use my whitening gel again.
I've been telling you this.
Why don't you stay on top of
it? I tell you all that
you're my spouse. You're supposed to fucking really take
your teeth are as yellow as these posters.
Oh, shush.
As the Stevie poster. Your buttery, yellow, ugly teeth. Ugh. And they're jagged like Gollum's teeth.
Holy shit,
Did you have them file them into Gollum teeth like that?
Jesus Christ.
Look at our son sleeping.
We have two that came in, significant ones. Hi, Christina and the main mommy, Tom. Did you hear that?
I did. I'm just making sure Theo's breathing.
Okay,
go ahead.
Can I do this?
He's twitching.
He's twitching. Do we need to stop?
Can I touch him? I just want to make sure he's alive.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
No, he's my son. Why am I the worst? Just read it.
No, I'm not reading it. You're just... What are you doing?
He's alive.
Of course he's fine.
I'm just nervous. I'm a nervous mother. Why? I mean, he just ate tinfoil, for fuck's sake.
He vomited tinfoil.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just... You're going to be such a bad parent. It's obvious.
I don't
when
like when you say that.
When we have kids, I'm going to be the number one parent. Our kids are going to go, you're the main mommy. Dad, who? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean that, Tom. I don't mean that at all. You're an amazing dog dad. You're the best dad ever.
All right, we're back. I had to straighten you out.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
We're back now. First of all, I want to tell you something. When we're sitting there watching a show and we're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you be a spouse
and
say right now, press pause and let's fucking get some whitening gel in these trays for you.
Because
I mean, you have these fucking Steve Harveys in your mouth. They look crazy. I don't want teeth like that. I just want to go.
They're not
whiter.
Steve Harveys.
You have big donkey billboard
they're
teeth.
Not. Did I ever tell the Steve Harvey story on this show?
I'm sure you have. Yeah.
He has veneers, in case you haven't guessed.
He has huge veneers like yours.
And they popped out and when he was eating a chicken wing.
One did.
One did, and he flew to his dentist in Atlanta to get
to
it
to Houston.
From New York City.
To Houston, private.
Private.
To get his
veneer fixed, which I would too. I would too. So
we need to get my tooth fixed right now.
The point of the story is Tom.
Why did my veneer fall out?
I'm on constant bear maintenance. First of all, I have to make sure my bear is fed. So at night, I'm always feeding you. I'm making sure that we have good dinners and stuff. I make sure that you're comfortable. I make sure that you're happy.
Thank you.
I milk you. And now I have to whiten your teeth.
Yeah. Spousal support.
I tighten your do-rag. I braid your hair. I grease your scalp.
Please.
And this is the thanks I get?
All I'm saying is that I could use your help. That's it. All right. Back to dental updates.
You're so demanding, and all I ask mm-hmm. is head scratches. What did I say?
That gave them to you last night?
I brought in all your DVDs, the heavy ass boxes, and I said I demand 2 hours of scratchies. You gave me 7 minutes. Pitiful scratches. The worst.
Hi, Christina and the main mommy Tom.
Rude.
Just thought I should share my dental update with you. Before going to the dentist, yeah. I hadn't been for about 16 years.
Whoa.
Not that wrong, really, is it? So you can imagine what I may be in for once I eventually went. I was probably never going to go if not for the whole left side of my face was in agony. Aww. As a smart person, I left it and took painkillers. This went on for about a month before my wife got pissed off with my constant whining. So she booked me to see the dentist. I have attached a photo of what they were to do and how much it costs. I'm not sure how it works in the U.S., but I'm in Momstralia.
Mm.
I don't have health insurance, so I have to pay for it out of my own pocket. So basically, I would need a root canal, a wisdom tooth taken out, fix my old silver fillings because they have cracked, and several other things I don't want to know about. As all good people with dental problems know, to do is pull your jorts up so high over your mouth and forget about it. So I did. That was a year ago.
Oh, no.
I haven't done anything about it. I know the tooth is dead, which means it needs a root canal, but I'm ignoring it, as you do. Keep your jeans high and talk some shit. You want to talk some shit?
No, don't ignore it.
P.S. Australian money and U.S. dollar are about the same amount at the moment, so the price the same over. So he's got his... He attached a photo of what they want to do and what it costs.
Shit.
So professional clean and fluoride, $160. Three tooth restorations, $625
each. Yeah. Or total.
That's an. Oh, I'm sorry. That's for one. That's a.
Damn.
No. That's for a total of three.
Okay.
But that's an RHS, which I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Then LHS restorations, $380. Then extraction of the wisdom tooth, $490. root canal left upper hand side, $1,143. Crown on root canal, $1,980.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
That's stupid.
So we're looking
you
at
dope.
$2,000-$3,000, $3,500, $4,000. Yeah, we're talking like around $5,000, I think. For this. Fuck.
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 You're fucked, mate. Man, you got to do it, though. You got to budget. Figure it out. Get a credit card. You know, the problem is you can't let those teeth rot out of your head, my man.
Yeah.
It's really, really crucial to take care of your teeth. You can't just be pulling them out.
No, you can't.
Because you know what the problem is? You pull them out, you got to replace them with implants and shit. So you got to do it, kid. Fuck, I am so sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to
that
you.
That sucks, buddy. I'm Australia.
Rough.
You want to know we got another one?
Oh, wait. Before I make... may I say this to you, sir? Sir, in America, I don't know if they do it in Australia, we have dental schools that you can go to, and the students will work on your teeth for a fraction of the cost. So if you want to get the major stuff done by your professional dentist and the minor stuff done by students, that might be a solution for you. So look into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check it out. Hey, mommies. I have a hell of a dental update for you guys. This is another one.
Mm.
When my adult teeth came in, they had no enamel at all.
I read this one.
You did?
This is the one I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. So no matter how well I took care of my teeth, my dentist told me from the get-go I was bound to have some serious problems. Mm. I'm 23 now, so all this happened about 10 years ago. Since then, I've gotten at least one cavity in all but four of my teeth. The worst of it was not over, though. I now have 21 crowns. Some are bridges where a tooth that was beyond saving was pulled, and a crown covering the empty space, and the tooth on either side is placed in. Wow. About to have four, what is that? Lumineers.
Yep.
Adding up to all of my teeth.
Oh, lumineers to cover all of them? If you have no enamel, you have to do that.
All of my teeth are, in quotes, fake. Yeah. All said and done, I have a Ferrari in my mouth for the dental work I've had since I was young. And in 2 weeks, I will have perfect teeth for the first time in my life.
Mm.
It has been a long and painful battle, but I'm almost done.
Mm.
It's very, I'm very touched by this.
Congratulations.
Yes, Jesse.
You know, because if your teeth are messed up, it really affects everything. It affects your emotions because you're not smiling. It affects your self-esteem and everything. And I'm so glad you did that. You know who else has this enamel problem? Is the Kreischers. Bert.
Really?
Yeah, and his one of his sisters and one of their daughters inherited that.
Oh, right.
And that is a motherfucker, man.
Well, when he smiles, it's like fucking, you know.
Talking about Steve Harvey.
No, I know, but like, but when.
Silver.
When Bert smiles, it's like fucking young Jeezy smiling. Like, there's just so many different jewels that flare off in his mouth.
I know, you know that Life of the Party book cover?
Oh, you could tell that they.
They photoshopped the fuck out of those teeth.
Well, if they didn't, people would be like, is this about a fucking meth addict? Like, who's. Trying to get his shit together.
Like, I know.
All of his
teeth
are
silver.
Fucked up, man.
Poor Bert's. Yeah, the Bert's
he
got
deserves
down.
It. So anyways.
What you know about that?
You got to be in charge of getting my shit right, okay? Yeah.
I'm going to help you. I'll help you.
You're going to help me?
I'll help you.
Oh, we have the song to play.
Theo
song. This is amazing. Let's play this and we'll talk about it and then we'll talk.
Guys, I'm sorry we have to wrap it up a little sooner because I haven't even showered. I have to get on a plane here and we got to take care of everything. We're still kind of up in the air here.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. But we're going to give you this Theo song that you're going to love.
This Theo song is an already. I cannot believe what this guy did. I cannot believe this. I'm just going to play it for you. It's from Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Shut up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
The amount of work that I imagine that went into this is just blowing my mind. So this is a Theo Jam part deuces. Here we go.
I've been smoking like a motherfucker, man. I run L.A. basically south of the 10th. Feed me sandwiches. Pets all the time. Balls licked. Get some barbecue. I'm Theo all goddamn day. Running shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunter's block. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? Running shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunter's block. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? I'm a wild animal. I stab you in your sleep. Get your ass out my face. Respect my privacy. I don't feel nothing. I get what I need. I'm a wheeler, I'm a dealer. Siphon gas from your Jeep. I been outside. You ain't shit. I piss the shit where I want. You better not forget it. God damn y'all lazy. I never stop hustling. Give me something to get something. They gotta pay up. You could get kidnapped. You're under my care. Better show motherfuckers respect. Porsche 911. New Corvette. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing. Oh shit. You cannot disrespect me. Cannot. One of this motherfucker's block. Pineapple to the big apple. I just get shit done. 24/7. Who's number one? Running shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunter's block. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts. You know what I'm saying? Running shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunter's block. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I didn't live outside for 3 years.
I mean, do you realize what this guy did? Do you realize what he did?
He's stepping up the game.
He pieced together everything you said into rhymes.
And made it not just like, here's stuff you said, and and like, you know, just like make a mashup. He made it rhyme.
Right.
He found this word rhymes with this word.
Right.
I cannot fucking. I didn't even hear that. That's so crazy.
It's amazing. It's and yeah. It's got like the cadence. Like he made you rap
on beat.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And rhyme.
This is the equivalent of like anybody just giving.
I'm sorry,
say,
not you, Theo. He made right. Theo.
Yeah. But I'm saying this is like the equivalent of anybody just had given speeches over the years, let's say, and then you picked out speeches that they made, put music under it, and made things that they said in their speeches rhyme
bananas.
Together to, into a song. It's crazy.
Bananas.
I'm blown away by this.
Me too. The amount of work and effort and thought is like beyond. This would take me 2 years to do.
I want to know how long this took, because I imagine it took a long time.
Yeah, bro, write us and let us know what went into the making of this Theo song.
I'm going to play it again right now.
It's so good.
And then, look, we apologize. This is a short episode, but we've got to get our shit together and go to the airport. So
hold on. This is the guy. Let's give this guy.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Sorry. Just making sure. Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thank you. You get in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the song again.
I'm stinky.
So that we can enjoy it again. And then I'll let it play in full. And then we'll be back next week.
Okay.
Please go to the site. Check out the clips. Come see us on tour wherever we are. And that's that. We love you. Bye, everybody.
I've been spoken like a motherfucker. I run L.A. basically south of the 10th. Feed me sandwiches, pets all the time, balls licked, get some barbecue, I'm Theo all goddamn day. Burn shit south of the 10th. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hundreds black, football, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? Burn shit south of the 10th. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hundreds black, football, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? I'm a wild animal, I stab you in your sleep. Get your ass out my face, respect my privacy. I don't feel nothing, I get what I need. I'm a wheeler, I'm a dealer, siphon gas from your Jeep. I've been outside, you ain't shit. I piss the shit where I want, you better not forget it. God damn y'all lazy, I never stop hustling. Give me something to get something, they gotta pay up. You could get kidnapped, you're under my care. Better show motherfuckers respect. Yeah. Porsche 911, new Corvette, that's what I do, that's what I've been doing. Oh shit, you cannot disrespect me. Cannot. What is this motherfucking block? Pineapple to the big eye, I just get shit done. 24/7, who's number one? Burn shit south of the 10th. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hundreds block, football, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? Burn shit south of the 10th. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hundreds block, football, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? You act like I didn't live outside for 3 years. I live outside. Call stepping up the game. Yo, when the fuck are we going back to the dog park? I have peoples. Chihuahua. Goofy Gert. Labradors. I'm Theo all goddamn day.
God damn that nigga knocking!